Now, the roots bit of Celtic Roots Radio refers to roots music, but I guess it could also refer to where we come from. My dad had a visitor a few weeks ago. A cousin of his arrived over out of the blue from British Columbia, Canada. I didn't meet her, unfortunately, but apparently she's been doing some research on our family history and was able to confirm our suspicions on one question at any rate. This has finally started me off doing a bit of research into my family background, something I've been meaning to do for a long time. And I can see how fascinating a subject it can become for many people. Now, after a couple of weeks' research, mostly on the Irish Census of 1901 and 1911, which are both now available free online, I've gathered up a database of about 150 individuals, covering seven generations. Since my last aunt died, my dad has inherited his grandfather's small family Bible, which records the births and deaths of members of his own family. Until this point, I didn't even know my great-grandfather's name, only a vague story of my grandfather having lived and worked in Glasgow in Scotland. James McCulloch, his father, lived in Glasgow and married there. He worked for the Central Fire Brigade as a gas fitter, so whenever there was a fire, he had to rush over and turn off the gas supply. In October 1884, he and his wife Mary already had four kids, and Mary was expecting a fifth. On the 14th of October, their five-year-old died. The baby was born the next day, and on the 24th, the two-year-old also died. The baby only survived until the 30th of December, and then the mother died on the 1st of January. What caused this tragedy, eh? My great-grandfather lived on for another 14 years, and when he also died, my grandfather, Samuel, and his sister came over to Northern Ireland. At this point, I still didn't know if my great-grandfather was Scottish, or if he originally came from Northern Ireland. I just knew that my grandfather was born in Scotland. Then my dad remembered that when he was quite young, there were two houses next to one another in Lisburn, where members of our family lived. Two of them called Samuel, Big Sammy and Wee Sammy, which is also my grandfather and father's name and my first name. When we looked that particular street up on the census, we found those two houses of McCulloch's, numbers 45 and 47, and discovered that my great-great-grandfather, Big Sammy, was still living in one house, with two daughters, a granddaughter, my great-aunt Mary Jane, back from Glasgow, and also his grandson, Wee Sammy, with another son, John, and his wife, living next door. My great-grandfather, James, must have left his home in Lisburn for Glasgow at the age of 16 or so, and married Mary at the age of 17. His son Samuel, my grandfather, returned to Northern Ireland when he was 17, lived in Lisburn and worked in the Belfast shipyard. The other half of my father's family came from a wee village in County Donegal called Dunganeely, just outside Donegal town. My grandmother was called Gibbon and her father used to own a grocer's shop in Dunganeely. They were Methodists and they lived next door to the Methodist church, across the street from the shop. There are still Gibbons in South Donegal to this day, with a draper's shop called Gibbon in the town of Ardaragh. For some reason, still to be discovered, her father, George Gibbon, left Donegal with his whole family and came to Lisburn between 1888 and 1894. This must have been a bit of a calm down for a shopkeeper because he became a mill labourer and his children also worked in the mill in Lisburn. His wife was born Catherine Ann Allingham, and we've often wondered if she was related to William Allingham, the well-known Irish poet originally from Donegal, who used to hang around in London with Dante Rossetti and company. The Allingham family, although originally English from Hampshire, have lived in Donegal since at least the early 1600s. Apparently Catherine was a niece of William the poet, so there is a connection there. William Allingham wrote a lot of good poems, but he's probably best known for his poem The Fairies, which many of us learned in school. Up the airy mountain, down the rushy glen, we dare not go a-hunting for fear of little men. My mother's family, on the other hand, all came from County Down, not too far from Lisburn, and only a few miles apart from one another. My mother was born Martin, and I knew my grandad Martin for quite a few years before he died. We didn't really know he'd been a carpenter. Her mum was called Greg, and I found her in the 1911 census, but under her married name, Martin, though she was still living with her parents' family. She also had a one-month-old son with her, who was my Uncle Willie. My grandfather, Samuel Martin, was also still living with his family nearby. Maybe he was getting a house ready for them all to live in together. So, two of my grandparents came from only a mile or two away from where I was brought up, in County Down, while my father's parents, though living only a few miles away in Lisburn, were actually born in Donegal and Glasgow. Also, I always knew vaguely that my dad had an older brother who'd died very young, but until now, I never knew what his first name was. It was Allingham. So maybe I get my writing ability from the Allinghams, eh? And my woodworking ability from my two grandfathers. Plenty more questions to be answered too.